This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
And I want to introduce you guys to some of our interns, all of our interns, in fact. So can you give them a round of applause, please? Yes, 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 yes. I have the distinct pleasure of spending a lot of time with these guys. On Tuesday mornings and Tuesdays throughout the day, we spend a lot of time together, and it's a real honor. I want to say again, it's a real honor to serve you guys in this way. A big heart center for, you know, heart of why we want to do the internship program is because we want to equip and release world-changing leaders. And this is a small part of what we get to do. We get to partner with God in doing this. And so I want to give it over to these guys. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Sure. As an alderman mentioned, I'm Jeff, and I'm married to Stacey. And together we head up Summer Hill GC. I also work for a bank, and I love all things philosophy and theology. And I'm looking forward to interning this year.
Hey guys, I'm Keith. I go to North GC. Yes, big representation. Come on, love it. I'm studying theology and just work a couple places as well. So mix that in with internship. And yeah, I'm really excited.
My name's Rowan. I'm 24. And I am I lead City GC with Coons. Was that for Coons or City GC? I don't know. Should be both. He's great. I'm also a Leo, which is a very Leo thing to say. No? All right. I'm a stand-up comedian full-time. I don't know if that proved it, but anyway.
Thank you so very much for that. I'm a Sagittarius. Now, there's a lot going on in the life of you guys. You don't just operate as interns here on Tuesday. Again, as you mentioned, you're operating in a lot of spheres. And I'm not sure they mentioned or how much these guys do for us and how much they really give of their time to serve you and to serve us. And so can you share a little bit about what you are expecting God to do in this year coming up? And also, what is it that you do? How is it that you serve this community so that we can be praying for you guys?
Yeah, I think being an intern gives us the great privilege of being able to work alongside the leadership team, and that allows us to be be equipped and build up skills in order to serve Anchor, and that's a huge privilege from our perspective. And I think one specific way that I'll be involved with serving Anchor is supporting Arnaldo with the Introducing Jesus course along with the Stuarts. And also looking forward to building and developing new courses for both Christians and non-Christians in the future as well. So that's pretty exciting. And I think it's also exciting that as I'm studying theology, it's nice to be able to apply what I'm learning and not just treat it as an intellectual exercise, but to actually apply it and serve Anchor in that process.
Yeah, I think I'm much the same as Jeff. I'm studying theology as well, so I'm really excited to have the opportunity to sort of get some practical skills and see how that really sort of marries together and pairs up really well with theological education. I'll be doing a lot of stuff in Connect, and when I think of like how Jesus has welcomed us home into a new life, I'm just really keen to see, hopefully, if we can welcome people on a Sunday as just a small glimpse of what that looks like. I'm really, really excited, yeah.
I'm really expectant for this year, for God to just kind of use me and to kind of just grow more in my Christ-likeness. Like, I just really want to be more like Jesus. And so hopefully this internship helps me in that. I'm not studying theology like these guys. But I do want to learn more about that kind of stuff, learn more about ministry, learn more about where my gifts in ministry kind of lie. So I've been tasked with kind of helping kind of facilitate more around how we create community, how we create family here at Anchor. Specifically, the first task I'm doing is thinking about how we use social media intentionally within our community, but also externally with the rest of our culture. And so been working on a few things with that, and just kind of taking it easy, yeah.
I'm putting these guys to work. He thinks they do a lot of work for us. And so I just want to mention also, just publicly, we had a strategy offsite. So a couple times a year, the staff leave the office, and we just spend 2 days praying, planning, and trying to organize ourselves. And these guys came along this year, and I want to say, I want to speak to you guys. It was such an honor and a privilege to have you guys there. So many fresh and great ideas and this energy that you guys brought, which was amazing. So I want to thank you guys for that. So can we lift them up now? They're operating in so many spaces now. Lots of life change is happening for them. And so I really want us to join together and lift them up as a family now. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for these guys, again, for their sacrifice, And the attitude in which they sacrifice, the attitude of we get to do this. It's a privilege to do this because of what you've done. And so thank you for the deep knowledge of the gospel, Lord. And we pray for an increased experience of this knowledge in each of their lives. And as they go about their work and study and family life and different dynamics, we just pray that you would keep them, that you would protect them, Lord, and that you would go before them, and that most of all, that they would know that they are your beloved, that they are loved sons of the King, first and foremost, and that all of their doing comes out of who they are, of who you say they are. And so we thank you for them. We lift them up, and we just want to say together, we love you, Jesus, and we thank you for the opportunity to do this and to partner with you in equipping and unleashing world-changing leaders. And so we thank you for this opportunity now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Can we thank these guys, please?